Well, the SARB had its second monetary policy meeting for the year today, and as expected, it's decided to hold the repo rate at 6.75%. But global slowdown concerns, trouble at Eskom, and a rising weakness in business confidence continue to linger. And this has seen the governor cut 2019's growth outlook to 1.3%. We're joined on the line now by Peter Tadmantato for some international analysis on the decision out today. Peter, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. And you were anticipating a hawkish stance to be adopted by the governor. Was it hawkish enough in your books? Because I was chatting to a few economists on this end earlier today, and they said not so much.
Good evening. Well, I think it was broadly neutral overall, and the hawkish elements were there as little pokes into the market. We in particular had a very strong statement made about the fact that inflation expectations have to fall further, that November was not a mistake, and that they still see the overall stance as accommodative. They were certainly some of the more hawkish sort of little pokes into those in South Africa expecting cuts to come. But I think the move in the CPI forecast, particularly in the long end, was not as expected. They've basically taken out a large amount of sort of mean reversion they'd had previously in unit labor costs. And so overall, yeah, the statement is pretty neutral, but certainly not signaling anything about cuts anytime soon.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at the growth forecast that was put on the table. They're penciling in 1.3% growth for 2019. Are you as optimistic? I mean, what have you made of that forecast? Because some are questioning whether we've got the SARB being realistic enough when it comes to its expectations.
Well, I think it's a pretty good forecast from them, considering that they haven't actually taken out anything particularly specific from load shedding. They've just sort of factored in load shedding through weaker sentiment. So it's a pretty dramatic move from them overall. I think it's a good move. And they are now definitely below consensus on their growth expectations of 1.3 for this year, and certainly below Treasury. I'm at 1% for this year. And that's because I took out some more from my growth forecast previously on the last bout of load shedding. But I think the SARB's broadly in the right area.
Yeah, broadly in the right area, and pretty emphatic about the fact that, as you say, it hasn't accounted for the impact of load shedding, longer term. The minister is saying that it's very hard to model, any forecasts based on the erratic nature of supply that we're seeing right now. What kind of impact are you seeing load shedding having on growth and overall cost to the economy, Peter?
Well, I thought there was a bit of a gentle dig at those of us in the private sector who are hounded by investors for estimates. Sure, I totally agree with him that, doing a full proper study of this can take years, and academics will come up with a perfect number in several years' time. But that's no use to business and to investors right now. And we're still happy using this 1 billion rand per stage per day number. That's ultimately based on numbers that ESCOM and NERSA uses. And I think it has been broadly accepted, by many people watching ESCOM. It's probably not a perfect number, but I think it's a good rule of thumb to be thinking about.
Overall, do you think what's been said today and what's happened so far, this year, Peter, being enough to see Moody's hold off on a credit rating downgrade come tomorrow? Do you see South Africa being offered that reprieve once more? And I guess the ultimate question, should South Africa be seeing that reprieve?
Well, that's probably the more interesting question. I think the answers are quite resounding no. And that's certainly the opinion of S&P and Fitch as well. And I think, a country that can't adequately supply electricity, basically, simplistically, should not be investment grade. It's obviously a lot more complicated than that. But, given the fact we're stuck at 4% fiscal headline deficit into the future, I think, again, with debt GDP grinding higher, does not really scream investment grade either. But tomorrow, I think, really is going to potentially be doubly disappointing for South Africa, in the sense of we might actually get no outcome whatsoever. Mm. And that's partly because Moody's interpret their rules slightly differently from S&P and may not actually release a report at all. But overall, the baseline being that they won't change the rating or the outlook tomorrow.
Well, we're holding our breath until then. Thanks so much, Peter, for having joined us on the line this evening. Peter Tadmontalto is with Intellidex.